This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. United States slipping down the list in the wrong direction of economic freedom. That's not good news. Also, other news regarding upskirt photography. You may have heard about this. Some creepy people will attempt to take pictures of women and maybe men with kilts.
you can get kilt doing that.
Up the upskirts. And apparently, well, the headlines are saying that they're now legal. I don't know if that's really the actual interpretation of, or the proper interpretation of the decision. We'll talk a little bit further about it here in a little bit. The toll-free number's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
Rich Paul is fresh out of jail, and you didn't do a whole lot of blogging from in jail this time around, Rich, when you were in for your violation of probation. But
no, unfortunately, I couldn't work out a good way to get my blog posts online, and there was a long delay on the things that I did try and post, and it got frustrating for me, and I just kind of gave up on it, but
well,
I did write some blog posts in there that I intend to type now that I'm out.
Okay. Well, interestingly, there's now apparently at that jail that you were at, and it came in right toward the end of your sentence, they're actually letting you use email at this jail.
Yeah, there's limited email access.
It's pay for play, but yeah, it's not a ridiculous price.
Yeah, it's $3 a week, which really isn't bad, and you can send 10 emails a day. The problem that I had, and I need to check with the intended recipients, I had a lot of mails that I sent out that didn't get a response.
Probably kind of going into spam folders and things
that's,
like that.
That's what I'm thinking, and so we really need to find out how to let people set up when they know somebody's going to jail so that their mails from jail don't end up in their spam folder.
So Rich Paul is with us here, a liberty activist, early mover for the Free State Project, fresh out of jail, off of probation. The news story is up over at freekeen.com. We spent the first hour just kind of talking about what things have been like for you, what your story was, where you're going next, and I think it's great to have you back out. And great to have you here on the show. Let's go to the phone calls. Our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, and then Mark has a story about yoga pants. But first, we go to Dave, listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
I have a very rude, annoying neighbor.
Okay. And in what way is this neighbor rude and annoying?
He is always slamming his door. When he walks out, comes in, he is always slamming his door and is very rude and annoying.
So is this,
guys, give me some advice?
Is this in an apartment complex?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like the whole hallway rattles?
Not really rattles, but like, you know, like I hear it, like, you know, like he just opens the door and then he keeps on slamming. All I ever hear is slam, slam, slam.
Now, is he shouting at the same time? Is he angry, yelling at, you know, at a partner or something like that? Yelling at the kids?
Just a slammer in general.
Yeah.
No, he just opens his door and slams. That's all I ever hear is slam, slam, slam. You know, every
sounds
time.
Like he's poor door control.
Yeah.
What?
So, poor door control is what the guy has. So have you talked to him about it at all at this point, or is just you just have to hear him going bang, bang, bang?
No, I have not, but like I okay. plan on speaking to him very soon.
Have you? Do
is
you
he
have
next door to you, like literally next door to you?
Yes.
Okay.
And do you have other neighbors on the floor or that might hear his door banging escapades?
No, it's just like it's on the same level, and yeah, I was hearing you. He opens the door and he slams it. He walks in, walks out. It's always the same every day. I hear it slam.
Let me make myself
call,
more clear,
Dave.
What I'm asking is whether or not is anybody else hearing the slamming?
Yes, he's living in an apartment.
And if that's the case, I would recommend, hey, get together some other people to sort of, you know, that way you're presenting your case not as one individual, but, hey, here's a few signatures on a letter asking you to kindly, quit it.
Yeah, we don't know what relationship Dave has with the neighbor, and he's so repetitive, it's hard to really keep him on much longer than that. But, you know, we've had Dave call the show in the past a number of times, and Dave is not the easiest person to get along with. So I would have to say that if Dave is frustrated with this individual, maybe Dave should find someone else to talk to the neighbor rather than Dave going and talking to the neighbor, because I just don't see that really panning out.
Yeah,
that's
well. Probably a pretty good idea. Also,
normally I advocate neighbors talking to neighbors. I think neighbors, if you've got an issue with a neighbor, it's best to go and talk to them as a neighbor rather than going to some sort of authority. But in this case, I don't think it would be a bad idea for Dave to either talk to the other neighbors first or go to the apartment management and let them know.
Yeah,
about
anybody talking to this guy besides Dave is a good idea.
Right.
But
sorry, Dave, that's just how it is.
I think that this might be an instance for the anonymous note, though. This is not an uncommon way for neighbors to deal with each other, is a sort of the anonymous note situation.
Oh, leave it under the door or something like that?
You know, or stick it to the door, or leave it slide up underneath the door, whatever. You know, underneath the door is probably a good idea. That way there's no public shaming that goes on in it.
Okay.
It's like, look, I work odd hours or whatever. What I've noticed is that you kind of have a proclivity for closing the door in a very forceful manner. It would really be awesome if you could try to keep some consciousness about how you close the door, because it rattles the whole building.
It reminds me of a comedian's routine I once heard where he was talking about having one of those light switches in his house that didn't do anything. Every once in a while he'd just stand there and flip it up and down. Then he got a call from a guy in Chicago saying, cut it out.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So, Mark, the yoga pants are under attack. Where is this happening?
Someplace called Niles.
Niles, Michigan?
I think that might be it. I
actually have been to Niles, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I spent a week there one afternoon.
Small town? What is it?
It's right by Benton Harlem. It's in a formerly...
Benton Harlem? You mean Benton Harbor?
Benton Harbor, yes. It's in a formerly industrialized part of Michigan that's kind of going to the dogs.
Yeah.
So it says here, Niles Community Schools are cracking down on a specific fashion trend.
Phrasing people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they do it on purpose. And the new dress code is getting mixed reactions. Leggings and yoga pants are no longer welcome at Niles High School and New Tech High School this year, unless you're covered by a long skirt or shirt. It's the biggest change of the school's dress code in the past few years. Fashion changes, explains interim superintendent Dr. Michael Lindy.
Now, there's some civil disobedience I could do. That would really freak them out.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good.
You in leggings? Yeah, that would be
good. Yeah, me, Kelly, and Derek can show up in yoga pants.
Well, you'll see specifically that you are not going to be affected by this policy.
Parents can wear the yoga pants.
No, he's not a parent that I know of.
Oh, okay.
Males.
Oh,
apparently not.
This is not an issue addressing males.
Oh.
When you wrote the policy, when we wrote the policy, I'd never heard of leggings. Not everyone is a fan of the new rule, and not everyone is following it. A lot of people reacted really immaturely to the whole situation, says Niles High School senior Anime Ortiz. Ortiz is one of the few students who are welcoming the change. She says
prude.
Tight pants are distracting in the classroom, and it's teaching girls her age the wrong values. I'm sure the pants
Camel
are
gate.
Teaching them that. I feel like the more media we see, a lot of celebrities have little to no clothing on, Ortiz says. We see that, we go from that, and we think it's normal. We think it's acceptable. That may very well be true, but I don't know what that has to do with school. I don't think that this is a symptom of the problem, not the problem, if you're going to claim that. The leggings aren't nearly as revealing as some kind of revealing onstage outfit by a performer. School leaders say that we've faced criticism for the change, they've faced criticism for the change. Specifically, it's timing. Students found out about the new dress code. This is kind of crappy. The new dress code, the first day of school, after parents had already finished back-to-school shopping. Another complaint is that the schools are being sexist. One of the criticisms we received was, well, why is it only affecting the girls? But as Lindy points out, the last change to the dress code was targeted at boys, banning sagging pants.
Oh, yeah. Boy, these people are just a barrel of fun. 8:55.
I just want to go in yoga pants and a cod piece.
There's more coming up here in moments on Free Talk Live.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-951-9415. 1-800-951-9415. Call 1-800-951-9415. 1-800-951-9415.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diet to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The and bring up what's on your mind. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You know, Bitcoins are great, and we're big fans of alternative currencies in general here on Free Talk Live. But Bitcoins are new. Nobody really knows what's going to happen with Bitcoins. You don't really know what's going to happen with gold and silver, but there's a couple thousand years worth of history on those to where you can point to and look at and get some idea for what's going to happen. And usually gold and silver is a good hedge against inflation, and they're also pretty, and lots of people like them around the world.
And they're priced right now, too.
Yeah.
So it's a great time to pick up some gold and silver. You can do that at gold.freetalklive.com. Whether you're looking to you get some gold or silver as a hedge against inflation.
I've done it.
Yep.
From gold.freetalklive.com.
Me too. Barter currency. I've been buying gold from Midas Resources. That's our partner there for and silver for years now. It's gold.freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of different choices over there. I think you'll be delighted with them. Prices are great. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
And you don't know what is going to happen with gold, but you know what won't happen. The value of gold will never drop to zero.
It's pretty unlikely. Yeah, pretty unlikely. It'll always be useful for something. Although, you know, maybe if we can manufacture it from thin air someday, it could drop pretty significantly.
Well, you actually can through fusion. The problem is the cost of the process is greater than the value of the gold.
That's what they said about shale oil at one point, too.
Well, it was true at one point.
It was true at one point. They were right.
So let's get back to the story here, Mark. You're sharing with us a story from Niles, Michigan, where there's a new policy in effect. And this is for the entire school district, correct?
Yeah, this is for two schools. Apparently, mm-hmm. Niles High School and the New Tech High School, which sounds like the bad kid school, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
They should at least let the bad girls wear.
You're talking about a ban on yoga pants. And a ban on the tights or whatever they're called. Leggings?
Yeah, these, you know, there's pants out there where...
If you've seen women under the age of 35, you've probably seen this, or under the age of 30. I don't know where the cutoff is for people stopping wearing these things.
But they're tight, stretchy pants.
Oh, they don't stop. I've seen...
You've seen people you wish you could take back?
Well, yeah, and, you know, well, some people who actually do yoga have beautiful bodies for a surprisingly late age.
I don't think most of the girls do yoga that are wearing the yoga pants.
They're comfy on that,
most
though.
Of them.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and guess they don't actually do yoga.
I think that they're probably very comfortable to wear, would be my guess, but I think they've moved beyond people caring about comfort into the area of you know, now it's a fashion thing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was really interesting at one point with the leggings is that you'll see in this kind of time of year, you'll see a lot of young women wearing leggings. What's the
difference between yoga pants and leggings?
Yoga pants have the wider sort of bell-bottom bottoms. But they're all tight in sort of the thigh to buttocks area.
Well, it depends on the leggings you're talking about. Are you talking about, like, leg warmers, like they wore in the 80s, like the neon-colored thing?
No, the leg warmers are something entirely different.
Oh, okay.
They're, the yoga pants are loose around the calf, whereas, you know, tights are just tight. So, anyway, you'll see the boots, the leggings, and the sort of puffy vest jacket with oftentimes a white shirt. It looks just like Han Solo.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, but it's funny to see them wandering around looking like Han Solo. Are you in some kind of cosplay thing going on here? So, anyway, muses me.
Yeah, was there more that you wanted to share, Mark, from that story?
No, this is apparently they're banning this as a possible dress. It's just too distracting.
Well, is there a point there? I mean, should they be banning this?
Well, I think a school should be able to set its dress code, any dress code it wants.
Mm.
However, I don't think
it's a public school. It's a government school.
I think that's really what the point is that when you force people to pay for your school, then you shouldn't be in the area of consensus. You should be in the area of unanimity. If you're going to take my money to educate somebody or whatever, then I need to agree with every single bit of your school, or at the very least, have the opportunity to give to some other school. And I think that that's a real problem, is that these schools claim for themselves a monopoly in funding. Not a monopoly. You don't have to send your kid to their crazy little government indoctrination center, but you've got to pay for it.
Yeah.
And I do think that, you know, I think that there's some value to uniforms.
Now, they said that also this very same school district or these two high schools also banned saggy pants for males.
Well, they probably banned saggy pants, and it mostly affected males, from what I can tell.
I see. So is this specifically to ban females, or is this specifically to ban yoga pants?
It bans leggings and yoga pants, but it mostly affects women.
Okay, but if you were a male, you would also be prevented from wearing those.
I would imagine you'd probably get more heat than anybody else, actually.
Now, the claim
here... the students, if not the administration.
The claim here is that this is distracting, that the yoga pants are distracting, and I'm just wondering, are they worried about distracting the students or the teachers, in that case, or both?
I don't know. I mean, what would a teenage girl have to wear to not distract a teenage boy?
Yeah.
I mean, I keep remembering Xander on Buffy the Vampire Slayer saying, I'm a teenage boy, linoleum turns me on.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I feel about it, is if, you know, you've got pretty girls in the class, it doesn't really matter what they're wearing, right? They're going to be distracting.
Yeah.
I think that that's a, you know,
I mean, unless they're really ugly girl. that can be distracting.
That's true.
Oh my God, look at her.
Right. I mean, you know, maybe the teacher needs to be more entertaining. I don't have a problem with schools having dress codes. I think schools, you know, let's experiment in this. Let's find out what the best way to go about educating kids is. I have a guess that there's going to be a bunch of different best ways, and that some kids are going to respond mm-hmm. better to different rules than others. But the problem I have here is in the funding of your organization that disallows, you know, leggings and yoga pants.
If there was a separation of school and state, I would not complain about some Christian school that said, oh, you can't wear yoga pants.
Everybody will be issued a burlap sack. Five burlap sacks every
hair
year.
Shirt.
Yeah, a hair shirt. Pendant. That's hair shirt. flagellation whip.
Yeah, but, oh, now we're getting into whips. This could get entertaining.
The church has that. I mean, the hair shirt isn't the only thing.
That's not very comfortable. That's true. And, you know, Reverend Dimmesdale from the Scarlet Letter did self-flagellate, and he was clergy, so some of them are into that. But yeah, to me, the most important thing is the separation of school and state and the idea that it doesn't have to be the same for everybody. And I would even be happy to see an intermediate step where the state put out a voucher to every person who's eligible for public education, and they got to take that to the private school of their choice, and then the state could just divest itself of schools. That would be a good interim step.
They'd stay the heck out of everybody's business, but what they generally do...
The strings that come along with those.
Every time you've got government funding, then you've got government rules. The milk cartons must be served in an 8-ounce half pint. And, you know, like the whole thing that they just lay out there.
You have to shelter the schools from that, but it's because only some of those things would filter through with the funding. I think a voucher system would always be better than a full-blown government-run school system.
I think that's true.
But it would be worse than a fully free market with voluntary charity supplying the funds.
All right, we're going to come back with more here in moments because, you know, at least when somebody's wearing yoga pants, they hopefully understand that that's going to result in people looking at their butts.
And that's what the goal is.
But when you wear a skirt, you're not expecting someone to look up it, and there's been a court ruling about this. Come on.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and bring up anything that you want here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting there for you. You get to create the content. When you see something online you think you want to share with Free Talk Live, share with our listeners, just submit it as show prep through our Reddit-based system. It's totally free to do that at freetalklive.com. You can then vote up and down on the stuff that you like or dislike. You don't have to submit things to vote. You can either just go there and vote, or you can submit content and vote. Up to you. It's all free. Go to freetalklive.com and get involved there. Is privacy dead? Not if you have anything to say about it. On November 7th and 8th, coders, privacy specialists, and idea people of all stripes will join together for Hack the Trackers, a transparency and privacy hackathon brought to you by Ghostery. You can enter online or join them in person in New York City to create tools that make the web a more transparent place, or help users manage how much data they share. The hacks will be judged by experts and voted on by an online community. Winners will receive a prize package, including the all-new Black Phone, a secure by-design smartphone for people who recognize a need for privacy and want a simple, secure place to start. Participation is free, and registration is open now. Visit hackthetrackers.com for more information. That's hackthetrackers.com. We were talking about a ban on yoga pants happening at a couple of high schools in Niles, Michigan. At least with yoga pants, you have the expectation, or at least you should, ladies, have the expectation. I imagine there's some people that are surprised and shocked that men would look at the ladies' behinds if they're wearing yoga pants or
leggings.
Isn't
that why we open doors?
What do you mean? Open doors for women?
Well, yeah, you open a door for a woman so you can go in behind her and look at her butt. I always thought that was the whole idea behind chivalry.
I had never heard of that one, but it would make sense.
Maybe that's just me.
You shouldn't be surprised if somebody is staring at your rear if you're wearing yoga pants, because they seem to be designed to show that off. Now, skirts, obviously, you know, if a lady's attractive, a skirt is something attractive for a man to look at, but it goes a little too far when somebody's sticking a camera in their shoe and trying to put the, you know, shoe underneath the woman wearing the skirt while she's, you know, standing in a store or something like that to get what's called an upskirt photo. This is one of the ways that as I understand it, it is done. I'm sure there are other ways as well that horny guys have concocted. Now, there's a news story about a court decision. Superior Court in Washington, D.C., a Virginia man facing charges, this is from rawstory.com, of voyeurism after taking upskirt photos of women at the Lincoln Memorial, had his case dismissed by a female judge who stated that women should have no expectation of privacy in a public place.
See, I didn't like this article because I found it to be very confusing. This guy wasn't taking upskirt photos. He was taking pictures of women's crotches in their pants. Read the story. Go on.
According to ABC 7, D.C. Superior Court Judge Juliet McKenna ruled in favor of Christopher Cleveland of Springfield, Virginia, tossing out numerous photos of women's crotches and buttocks found on Cleveland's camera presented as evidence by prosecutors. Cleveland was arrested by U.S. Park officers after being observed photographing women wearing dresses who were seated above him on the Lincoln Memorial steps.
Okay.
So that sounds like an upskirt photo.
Okay, so this is, you must have a different story than
I
did. Yeah,
this is a different, because there was a story a month ago that had
that
headlines.
That was out of Texas.
Yeah, that had headlines about upskirt photos legal, but when you read those stories, it wasn't really about upskirt photos. This is different. It's a different case. Judge McKenna dismissed those charges saying, quote, "This court finds that no individual clothed and positioned in such a manner in a public area in broad daylight in the presence of countless other individuals could have a reasonable expectation of privacy." Explaining the reasoning behind her decision, she continued to write, "The images captured were not incidental glimpses and, in fact, were images that were exposed to the public."
But even if they were, what about the famous Britney Spears picture where she's running around without any drawers on, coming out of a
getting out
limo.
Of a limo or something like that?
Yeah.
What about it?
Well, I mean, that's an incidental picture, right? Mm-hmm. And no one suggested that paparazzi should be imprisoned for taking that picture, right? Like, is somehow Britney Spears with JJ less private than somebody else's?
I mean, heard that.
Is this
I don't know the specific.
I wouldn't know. I haven't met the lady, but she's got a nice voice.
She was just stepping out of a car, and somebody takes a picture of her crotch.
Well, I don't know if she's suggesting that would be illegal to do. I mean, you seem to be jumping to that conclusion.
Yeah, I don't think I didn't get that suggestion. She mentioned that wasn't the case in this case, but I think that the same judge would probably say, you know, If you are going to let it all hang out, then somebody might catch a picture of it. And the thing is, an expectation of privacy doesn't necessarily mean nobody's going to get a photo. It means nobody's going to see. So if you set yourself up in a position where people can see, my understanding of the law has always been whatever you can see, you can photograph.
Yeah,
I would say it's certainly outside of, say, a men's room or a ladies' room.
Your privacy is your responsibility. So
I don't think you can wander onto somebody's property and take pictures through their window until they say you can go. You have to go away.
I would say that I think that's a common thing for paparazzi to do, and they seem to get away with it.
No, they wouldn't go on someone's private property. A paparazzi would go on another person's private property where they'd be allowed to be, that might be adjacent to the private property, to use telephoto lenses in order to try to get
the other thing is, though, at least in New Hampshire, if a property is not posted, no trespassing, you can walk right onto it. Any stranger can walk up onto our porch and knock on the door and be considered within the law until we tell them to
unless there's no soliciting or something like that.
Right.
Well, no soliciting would still not prevent a stranger from walking up and knocking on the door, provided they weren't making a commercial solicitation. So,
but I don't think it's reasonable to walk up to knock on the door and then, you know, begin taking pictures through an open window. Like, that would be a different thing. I was just here to knock on the door, and I happened to start taking pictures.
Police will do that, and they will get the evidence in. So I wouldn't be surprised if
paparazzi... They're super citizens. They do what they want.
I wouldn't be surprised if paparazzi got away with that.
If you're taking pictures through an open window, that's one thing. But if you're taking pictures through blinds that have been closed, and you're trying to, like, get into the corner of the blinds to try to see what's going on in there, then I think you could argue that you're violating someone's privacy. But if you've left your window open...
I don't think that anybody should stand on your property to make take photos through your window.
I don't think so either. But
I don't think people should, but
the
legal argument, I think, is they can, and that you should make sure that your shades cover anything.
Right.
Cover to the extent to make you comfortable.
And that's true, not just your shades, but also your underwear. In the case of Britney Spears, if she wanted to prevent a photographer from taking pictures of her pantsless underneath her skirt or underwearless underneath her skirt, then she should have had underwear on if she was going to be drunkenly sloppily getting out of this limousine.
Yeah. So. And, you know, it seems reasonable to me to say, you know, if you don't want it seen, keep it covered.
Right. I think that it's I would agree that it is unreasonable to wear a small tube of fabric and expect that if you're leaving your nether regions uncovered to certain angles and exposing those certain angles to people that you should be utterly appalled when somebody's taking pictures.
So the judge continued with her order here in the case, again, finding that the man who took some upskirt photos, in fact, numerous photos, at a D.C. park
even
was not
hobby
guilty.
Even.
She said that she added that while his actions were not illegal, she did find them unsettling. Quote, the fact that the defendant was intentionally photographing publicly exposed areas of women's clothed and unclothed bodies is repellent and disturbing. Now, the Texas case, the one that you had referred to previously, Mark, recently threw out a law banning upskirt photos, stating that photos are inherently expressive, like paintings, films, and books, and are protected by the First Amendment. In Massachusetts, the state Supreme Court threw out a case against a man accused of taking upskirt photos of women on a Boston subway train, citing a loophole in the state's recently enacted Peeping Tom law, stating that the law does not apply to photographing persons who are fully clothed. So there you go.
All right. Is a girl without panties considered fully dressed? Or are you never fully dressed without a thong?
If you went,
I don't know.
If you went in public, I guess you're fully dressed, right?
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So if you want to protect your privacy, you can't count on the state to do it. You've got to. It's Free Talk Live. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial in toll-free, and bring up what you want right here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. United States slipping down the list in the negative direction. Not good news to 12th place on the Economic Freedom Index. We can tell you more about that. Also, the latest on the Silk Road case. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us via Skype as well. Skype username here is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out in the way that you prefer. With you tonight in studio, it's Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
Rich Paul's going to be appearing at the upcoming Keenevention. He's fresh out of jail, no longer on probation, and will be one of the keynote speakers at this year's Keenevention. Keenevention is happening October 31st through November 2nd, so it's coming up fast. It's going to be 2 weeks. We're 2 weeks away from this at this point. And it's going to be it's kind of an intimate convention. If you've ever been or heard about the Liberty Forum, that's the yearly thing that the Free State Project puts on. It's kind of a hotel-style event where hundreds of people converge and see great speakers. And I highly recommend the Liberty Forum. If you can make it out to it, please come out to that. But Keenevention is a little bit different. It's kind of a different speed of an event. Instead of having different events happening at once, like at a lot of conventions, there's different tracks, different rooms in which you can go and see different speakers. We don't do that at Keenevention. Everything's all in the same room. You're either in the room or you're not in the room. And so it brings a different atmosphere. It's a smaller event. It's more intimate. You get to meet everybody who's there at that size of an event, like maybe 100 to 130 people probably going to be there this year. It's right around. It's on track to be a little bit more maybe this year than last year.
And this is the activists in New Hampshire.
That's correct. The speakers here are all New Hampshire-based activists. So that's what really sets Keenevention apart, is that you're going to hear about what's happening here. You're going to hear about the people who are the doers and what they're doing and what they've been doing over the last year since the last Keenevention. We focus on everything from legislative action inside the political system to stuff outside, direct action, civil disobedience. There's all kinds of different topics. There's a brand new cop block panel that'll be happening this year. A new movers panel is also new. We got a brand new charity panel happening this year as well. So lots of new stuff coming to the table. And Rich Paul, one of our keynote speakers, I'm looking forward to seeing that this year, Rich.
Me too. I'm looking forward to finding out what I'm going to say.
some people wing it. I mean, it's actually happened. Last year, JJ, who's a former co-host of Free Talk Live, was one of the keynote speakers at Keenevention, and he literally went up, winged it on stage, just spoke from the heart, and did an amazing, amazing job, prepared absolutely nothing, and really brought the house down. And you can, by the way, watch that. If you go to keenvention.info, all of the speeches, all of the panel discussions, it's all on video. You can watch the entire curriculum, the entire onstage curriculum from Keenevention 2013. You just go to keenvention.info. You can get your tickets for this year, again, October 31st through November 2nd. We've got some fun, cool social events that have yet to really fully be announced, including a bonfire that I haven't really publicly announced yet. So there's going to be some cool stuff going on outside of the hotel as well during Keenevention. Great social event, great activist event, and it's a good excuse to come up during the fall and experience New Hampshire. So go to keenvention.info. As we go to the phones, we've got Lumpy on the line via Skype. Our Skype username, lrn.fm, and you're in Massachusetts. Go ahead, Lumpy.
No, that's Awfulchusetts.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that. Awfulchusetts, you're right.
Yes, yes, that's all right. Welcome home, Rich.
Thanks.
Go ahead, Lumpy.
And, that's really, I think more than anything, I just wanted to say welcome home to Rich. And I know there hasn't been many calls tonight, but I think a lot of people are just wanting to hear hear from you, I guess, and kind of let you, and I'm sure there are a lot of people that are concerned. Actually, I was sitting here and I had friends text me that you were from Rhode Island, that you were on Free Talk Live, yet I'm already sitting here and I just actually logged into the chat room. And I can see you on the camera, so it's pretty cool.
Groovy. Yeah, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com and access the cam feed and the chat room, both in the same page.
Right.
So what were you calling besides anything else just to say welcome back to Rich?
Yeah, well, I have two other real quick things. One thing is I don't know if you remember, but I know we've talked before on the show about it, but I finally had all my charges just dismissed a week ago.
Oh, great.
So everything is done there as far as that's concerned. I have a trouble where I've got real estate that the Commonwealth of Massachusetts is trying to steal from me because they're trying to say some previous owner had a fraudulent transfer. It's insane. Try and live in Massachusetts.
No, I will not. Nope.
No, don't.
It's awesome. I just figured out who you are.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lumpy. Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, I saw you in Michigan a little while ago, right?
Yeah, the truck's good.
Groovy. So, Lumpy, are you going to be coming back up to New Hampshire one of these days?
I'm going to make it to Keenevention, and as soon as I can get my land sold, I'm going to be back in New Hampshire. That's my only thing, and that's the biggest thing, and that's my reward is getting back up to New Hampshire.
It's a great place to be. No doubt.
Come back, we miss you.
I've lived there, and I know there's no place like that. So if there's anybody who's listening on the phone who has, call me, talk to me. I'll tell you exactly how it is. I've lived there for many years on and off, and there are a lot of so-called haters and whatnot. But for the most part, 99% of the people are it's such a relief to be in New Hampshire because everybody is libertarian to an extreme, even if they're left, right, wherever.
Yeah, everybody's a libertarian, but there's definitely a liberty streak in New Hampshire doesn't exist in a lot of other places. Rich, what were you going to say?
Well, I was walking down the street with some Manchkins, and there's been some people saying that, the people of Keene hate the Free State Project, and it's so not true. I mean, I walk down the street here, and I have people slowing down, honking their horns at me, and giving me friendly waves, and, people saying, hey, how you doing? And there's a lot more friendlies than unfriendlies.
And you're wearing a 420 shirt, by the way.
I've got a big-ass pot leaf on my shirt, because it's the same shirt that I wore to court, and I always dress my best for court.
All right, Lumpy, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
Last, is it you know, I know there was a parody at one time done where they said somebody did a picture of Ian Freeman smoking a fatty on the radio, and what they did was they saw you on the cam on Free Talk Live, and from their laptop they held a little joint up in the shadow and snapped a picture of it and put it up on Facebook. I'm just wondering if you can tell me, because I know you know all the FCC rules, well, I don't know if you know them all, but is it illegal for somebody who calls in on the radio to be calling in and, like, smoking pot or doing dabs, smoking hash or something like that?
I don't know, Lumpy, but I do hear some interesting noises in the background. And I
yeah,
think
is that the sound of bong hits going on?
Sound of a blowtorch and the hash oil about to be hit.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it. No, I have no idea.
And bring some with you when you come back to New Hampshire, bro.
I've been putting people on the air who've been smoking pot for a long time. I remember back when I was a rock and roll disc jockey, somebody called and did a good bong rip on the phones with us, and thanks for the call, Lumpy, appreciate it. They did a great bong rip over the phones, and you know, back when you're doing rock radio, you record every single call that comes in. There's it's not like talk radio where you put people on live usually. You just record the calls. So you're doing, you know, you're playing music and somebody calls in, so you record what the call is. So I got a nice bong rip sound effect from somebody that was on the phone with me, and it was just so good. I just had to keep it around forever. So whenever you hear me play the bong sound effect, that one's actually an original. I didn't download this from anywhere. That really was someone on the phone ripping a bong from a long time ago.
All I wanted to do was be a talk show host. You know, maybe have to get on, talk about the issues, have a professional talk show. I end up with this guy.
Well, it could be worse. It could be that Mad Money guy with his horns and he's got a whole panel of sound effects.
Hitting baseball bats.
I would like to do that for my show, you know, so I can announce a new government policy and hit the button and
So I don't know if it's illegal or anything or against any FCC rules for someone to do that. I don't think that it is.
Come and take us.
Yeah. But I wouldn't smoke in the studio. It's just bad. I would not smoke anything in the studio ever. That's one thing that's not allowed in the studio, because smoke's just not good for electronic equipment.
Yeah.
I don't think.
No, I would agree.
Yeah.
I would probably actually. I want to do a show called Baked Anarchy, and part of we're having a hard time finding a place to do it because we do want to be able to smoke
in the studio.
And you know, but I wouldn't necessarily do it in a studio this nice. I would probably set up a cut rate studio and know that there's going to be more attrition of the equipment than you normally
have. Yeah, as long as
you
expect that in advance.
Yeah, just budget for it.
So there's more coming up here. Speaking of the use of drugs, the Silk Road case continues to develop. There's been a ruling on a motion to dismiss. You can probably guess what the ruling is, but we'll give you more detail on what the judge had to say about it here in a little bit. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. More with special guest host Rich Paul coming up here in moments. Of course, we'll take your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. You can also join us via Skype. Our Skype username here on Free Talk Live is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request. It'll be approved, and then it's easy to call us on Skype from that point forward. In fact, that's where Lumpy was, and he sounded great. More coming up. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.